And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still out. Corey Sandin is co-hosting today here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great show lined up for you today. Then we have the man, Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego, is here. We're going to be talking yellowtail. We're going to be talking tuna and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN
Radio. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and totally cool being in studio today in the world headquarters.
In the world headquarters right here. Great to have you, Corey, and Captain Ryan Boston. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey.
The man. Great to have you. Man, you've been doing some serious work on the San Diego, huh?
Yep.
Legendary vessel.
The important stuff happens in the wintertime.
You've been in the yard for, God, but already a month?
Well, no, we were in the boatyard up in L.A. for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And then we brought the boat home to Seaforth, and now we're doing dockside maintenance.
Okay.
We'll start running around March 1st, but, you know, you got it. Once the boat starts running, it doesn't stop. So
yes.
We try to get everything done this time of year. That way, when we do start running, we don't have to stop. So you're going to do it one way or another. You can either do it at your pace in the wintertime, or you can try not doing it in the wintertime and wait for it to break in the summertime.
That's not good.
And you'll fix it then.
That doesn't sound too good.
No,
yeah, that's
not a good way to not do it. So hot.
So what kind of projects?
You know, San Diego's a wood boat, so there's a lot of fastener inspection and replacing that we do every time we haul out. Painting, two separate Coast Guard inspections, a Coast Guard inspection for the bottom of the boat, Coast Guard inspection for everything inside the boat and on top of the boat, and then just, you know, regular, a lot of cleanup, a lot of, you know, preventative maintenance in the engine room, pumps and injectors and, you know, just doing what we can to make sure that we can avoid any problems that we can. You can't avoid them all, but a lot of them you can.
You want to make sure that all the mechanics, the generators, the engines, the pumps, everything are up to top notch.
Yeah, I always tell the kids on deck that, you know, nothing on the deck is even possible without the engine room working perfectly.
Yes.
So if you're on deck and you think you're some surface iron fishing, you know, guru kid, get in the engine room, learn the engine room first.
Yeah.
Because none of that on deck is even possible without the engine room being in tip-top shape.
Tip-top shape, yeah. Because the worst thing for you is fish are biting. Something goes down, you miss a day, two, three, four.
Yeah, and you know, yes, the way with this, the way it is getting parts now.
Yes.
If you had a major breakdown in the middle of the season, you could miss a month or two.
You know,
waiting on injectors, waiting on parts. It could be catastrophic.
If you've been into West Marine or Marine Exchange lately, you know, you look at the shelves, it's like, where is everything, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's scary.
It's really scary.
It's scary, yeah. So that's what we're doing right now, is just trying to do all the preventative stuff that we can.
That's great. That's awesome. So, okay, starting to start up March 1st, you said.
Yeah, right around March 1st, we'll put the boat online. We typically start out at the Coronado Islands, but as we've all seen with the last last 10 years now, I guess, bluefin can show up anytime,
sure.
So we'll be keeping tabs on that. I know the Saners, they just finished up like just north of Cedrus or something like that. So they're realistically, that's not very far away.
Tribute had a trip for some bluefin.
Tribute had two or three bluefin yesterday on a Colnett rock cod trip. So.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yeah, crazy times.
So, okay, you are the master of the Coronado Islands. I mean, it is just
the guy you had in here a couple weeks ago, Don Sansom, was the master.
Don was?
Yeah.
On what boat?
Well, this is before my time, so I'm going through story. I think Nuloan.
On the Nuloan, yeah.
Yeah, everyone tells
me. Well, he talks about the stories of the big white sea bass and sea bass and all that.
I've only been nervous driving a boat twice because I was kind of like starstruck. Someone was in the wheelhouse with me.
And Don, he's
one of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was one of them.
You know what's crazy, though? It was such a different era and a different style. I mean, completely different style than you.
I don't know how they did it. Honestly, you know, how they went to these little spots on South Kelp Ridge time and time again without plotters, without, you know.
They had a flasher, right?
They had a flasher and, you know, a radar. It's, geez, man, those guys are amazing.
But it was more anchor-style fishing where they would bring the fish to them or wait for the fish to come up the ridge or.
And we were kind of forced into some of the changes in the way we fish. You know, sea lions kept us from sitting on the anchor as long as they were able to. But that's what this industry is, you know, generations learning from each other.
Evolving
and trying to add their own stuff to it. And I'll be real curious to see how the kids are fishing in 30 years, 40 years. It should be cool.
Sure. Right?
Yeah.
So you head for the Coronado Islands. What's first? I mean, you're going to look around, see if you see some schools? Is that the idea?
Yeah, yellowtail are always at the top of the list, always.
Yeah.
But it'll, you know, it's...
Are they there, do you think? I mean, are they...
I don't know. Yeah. It'll start a couple of days before looking at water charts and current charts, you know, the technology thing that those guys didn't have, Don and those guys didn't have back in the day. We have so much at our disposal now.
Yeah.
I can look at current charts. I can look at water clarity charts, water temperature charts, and you know, eliminate a lot of water, which really helps. But, I mean, realistically, I've said this before, it takes like 3 days to check the Coronado Islands.
Sure.
You can't go down there for one day and then come back to the dock and go, oh, there's no yellowtail there. Buzz Brizendine actually told me this one time, that if you try to check from A to Z in one day, you won't check any of it properly. You need to check from A to D in day one, and then, you know, check the other areas. Yeah, so I think it takes about 3 days.
3 days to
thoroughly check the Coronado Islands.
Yeah, and when you're saying current charts, temperature charts, what's, like, you look at something like that and you say, oh, man, this is the zone. What do you see? What do you see
just,
when you see that?
You're learning from historical, from guys like Don and you know, a lot of their best days of fishing were when the current was going southeast, and you just start to see patterns.
Down and in.
Yeah, yeah, you start to see patterns like that. One thing with yellowtail is they really like to be in the warmest available water. So that's the textbook thing to check. You know, we'll check the warmest available water first. But a lot of times they're not in that. You know, they're going to be in the best water to them. And
the cleanest?
Sometimes it's different every time.
No.
Sometimes it's the cleanest. Sometimes it's the warmest. A lot of times it's stuff we can't even see.
Yeah.
You know, it's thermocline or something that they know about that we don't. But yeah, we'll check the warmest water. We'll check the cleanest water. With the electronics we have now, we can check a lot of areas fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where those guys, if they wanted to check an area, they have to put their anchor down. Wait a day.
Get a chum line going,
check all the different current, you know, current changes fast out there. So for them to check an area, it would take much longer than it takes us now.
Yeah. So how have these bluefin tuna pens changed life at the Coronado Islands for the San Diego?
That's an interesting question. Navigational wise, you know, they're kind of a pain in the butt.
They're a hazard.
Yeah. I think one thing that I've really noticed is when the bluefin do come in there, because bluefin have been coming to the Coronado Islands for a long time. When they do come in there now, I think they stay longer.
Interesting.
Yeah. We've caught them like right next to the pens.
Yeah.
Definitely associated with the pens. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're bluefin that have escaped from the pens or anything like that. I think
it couldn't be.
I think, but once the water conditions get right and we do get some natural bluefin to move into the area, I think the pens help keep them there.
I wonder. In my mind, first thing that comes to my mind is it adds structure.
It's structure.
It's basically like kelp.
Structure
with a lot of food coming out of it, too.
Well,
right?
Activity. Even a smelt will hang around the pens as structure.
Oh, yeah. They're the world's greatest fish structure. You see it offshore, you know, when the guys are fishing around them. They hold yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, you know, bluefin, everything. Everything likes to be around them.
Imagine a log, right? A log offshore, just a simple telephone pole log, only, you know, 8 feet long, creates a whole ecosystem. When you start talking a tuna pen the size of a couple boats big,
right,
very quickly there's little bait fish and stuff that start to evolve and create an ecosystem within just a couple days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So that's what I've often wondered how big of calico bass are underneath those things.
Corey's
getting lit up. Because they're feeding them, you know, they feed them every day. And there's got to be some cool stuff underneath
them. There's got to be some scraps flying out of the pens, right?
I don't think anything escapes a 100-pound bluefin.
No, probably not.
But it's the structure and the little tidbits that keep the smelt and the Spanish mackerel and the Spanish mackerel loves structure, like kelp and that kind of thing. The green mackerel will they want to keep moving, so they'll roam around. But the Spanish mackerel, you know, stay put in a small area, and the smelt will too. You know,
interesting.
That's what kind of runs in my mind.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hello.
Yeah, we should ask Ted.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So the other thing that's changed a lot since the Don Sansom era is the kelp, right? And the actual amount of kelp that's there. You don't see a lot of kelp anymore, but it's there, right?
We don't see a lot. When I first started driving sport boats down there, I remember there was some kelp around. You know, I used to look and check the kelp as a current indicator to see which way the current was going. Now there's none of that, you know. But it might come back.
What do you think's happening? Yeah. I mean, is it the warm water cycle?
I don't know. I really
don't.
So you
don't want a river?
I don't know.
Has a lot to
you
do
think,
with
though?
It?
Because, yeah.
Well, look, there used to be so much squid there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to have. I mean, this is just maybe just a theory of mine, but, I mean, there's so much stuff kind of moving around from there, and it's not far from where that empties out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it doesn't help. But, but with it being 6-7 miles off the beach, I mean, probably 10 miles from the actual river mouth, I mean, there's a pretty good separation. You know?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, you got to look at it. The bluefin tuna pens are there because the water's clean, right? I mean, they're not going to put millions and millions of dollars of tuna that they've captured in bad water, right?
That's a good point.
Something that's happened in the last 20 years, too, in Baja is they harvest several different varieties of kelp, actually.
Okay.
They have divers that collect certain types, so who knows?
Yeah. I wondered about that also, because there's always pongaderos down there diving and gathering up stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The ocean has a lot of valuable resources that they want, right?
Yeah.
Anything from the plants to the animals.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got to wonder sometimes what they're collecting.
I know.
See stuff in markets like the moon snails and stuff like that. It's like, wow, there's a market for that?
Yeah.
Yep. So, okay, you do the Coronado Islands. What happens when you shift, okay? What causes Cap Ryan Boschian to say, we're going offshore? What changes things?
Conditions, again. If we can make a catch consistently at the Coronado Islands,
that's your zone.
That's where we'd prefer to fish.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, August, you know, July, conditions get tough around the Coronado Islands, and the tuna start to get close right outside the islands, and that's a big hit on the San Diegos, is going offshore and introducing people to tuna fishing.
Yeah.
A lot of people catch their very first tuna on a day trip like that. And then we start to see them on one, you know, day and a half, 3-day boats, you know, moving on up, and then they're on the long range boats, and it's a good introduction to tuna fishing. So it's all conditions driven. When we stop seeing yellowtail at the Coronado Islands, we'll start to look at water charts offshore.
Okay.
And possibly head out there.
Yeah. Well, but
some
the Coronado Islands are kind of your place.
Oh, yeah. That's where we prefer to fish. We love fishing there.
Yeah.
Some of our best bluefin days in the last 5 years have been in May.
May?
Yeah. I honestly think bluefin like to bite better when the water is a little bit cooler.
Interesting.
That 65, you know, 62 to 66 degree range.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect for them.
Okay.
Once again, the heat of the summer, you know, we still see them. We see big breezers of them that you can't get a bite on, or you only catch them at night, you know.
But yeah.
May and then in the fall is prime time, I think, to catch a bluefin in the daytime.
A little more frisky?
Yeah, in the daytime.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a yellowtail at the Coronados? What's prime time?
Oh, anytime, really. My dad tells stories of Super Bowl Sunday having phenomenal yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, but I'd say 65 degrees. You know, somewhere around
when it
there.
Hits that.
Yeah, when it 65 or in the neighborhood of that, it's go time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Does Captain Ryan Boschian have a favorite spot at the Coronado Islands? It's like, let's face it, people know where you are.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, is there one favorite spot? It's like, this is my favorite spot at the Coronado Islands. Like, one of my favorites is the ribbon kelp. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I love the ribbon kelp, too. I love it. I don't think I have just one. I have a couple. I really like Pukey Point.
Yeah.
Just if there's one place that I could have seen, like I would go back in time and fish in the 20s or 30s, it would be Pukey Point.
Yeah.
I would just love, with south conditions, with downhill conditions.
Down.
I would love to see that place back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't really have one favorite spot. I have several. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just based on conditions. I really like it when I know I'm on the best available spot for the best available conditions.
That's pretty well put.
Yeah.
And the islands are beautiful, and it's just so close, really.
It's amazing.
The run you have.
We're so lucky.
Yes, very, very fortunate, for sure.
Yeah.
And not being able to put down the anchor very often kind of changes where you're going to fish, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. We have to fish on the drift a lot, you know, which has actually helped us. We've learned the islands pretty quickly by doing that. There's probably not a square foot of those islands that we haven't fished at or at least driven over.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Right up on the island out to the fathom curve, you know. There's our transducers probably hit it.
Isn't that crazy? What a thought, huh?
Yeah, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about and a couple of great prizes, right?
Yeah, a lot lined up. We're going to have a great time. Man, and if you want to join us, having Ryan in studio is such an honor, truly, and you want to join us. 213-432-1090, that's the number. having Ryan in here. The lines are already loaded up. And you want to text us? Text us via the app. That's another way to do it. And we're going to, between, we'll choose a person from each side there, flip a coin at the end.
Actually, so today,
what are we gonna
Ryan's
do?
Come with both.
We're
gonna so we're going to give a text. A texter is going to win a trip on the San Diego, and a caller is going to win a trip on the San Diego.
Hello.
So how about that, huh?
Yeah.
So we have two winners today.
So there's your choice right there. Text us via the app or give us a shout at 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Ryan on the San Diego when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show. Presented by Progressive, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at FredHall.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. So stoked to have Ryan in the studio from the San Diego.
Yeah.
I didn't mention via the app, you won't want to make sure that you leave your telephone number so you're eligible for the
name
prize.
Name and phone number. Yeah, there it is. Because we're giving away a trip on the San Diego for a caller as well as a texter. So phones are already packed up, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
People
want to talk to Ryan.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Don. First up on line, Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Don.
Hey, guys, good morning. First of all, go Rams. And then for Captain Ryan, hey, for someone that hasn't fished the boat before, what would you recommend as far as rigs, especially if you're not sure you're going to be going out for bluefin tuna instead of for yellowtail at the island?
Thanks for calling, Don. First thing you're going to want to check with the office when you book your trip, that they'll tell you where we're going to go, whether we're going to the Coronado Islands or we're going offshore. But probably the best way is to follow us on social media like Instagram or Facebook. We really try hard to put the latest tackle suggestions on there so everyone is prepared.
You do a great job with your social media.
Thank you. Yeah. So
you must have a lot of followers.
There's quite a few on there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many off the top of my head right now, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check with the office or social media, and we will tell you what tackle you need to bring. But consistently for us, it's a 25-pound fly line bait rod. It's a 40-pound rod that can fish a yo-yo jig or a small or medium-sized flat fall when we go offshore. Those two rigs are the most popular for us, whether we're fishing the Coronado Islands or offshore.
Or offshore.
Yeah.
And when you're fishing offshore, are you targeting those big ones?
Sometimes. If there's nothing else around,
yeah.
You know.
That's not your first choice,
though. No, they're not. They're not the greatest fish for entry-level sport fishing like what we're doing. However, there are times when there's just been so many of them around that we kind of have no choice but to target them.
Oh, darn, let's catch a 200-pounder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and on the days that we have, it's actually worked out. You know, Matt does a great job at staying on top of the, you know, the latest and greatest tackle stuff, you know, coming from the big fish boats, the guys that target them a lot. And, you know, we got everything. We got kites and flyers and flat falls and knives,
stuff.
Jigs, and we're loaded up with big fish tackle. So
yeah.
it's so
we're,
crazy.
We're prepared,
Ryan, if it happens.
You say entry level, and entry level just doesn't sit right with me because you carry some of the heaviest sticks in the industry.
Yeah,
along with an entry level type of person too, and they all fit in perfectly on the boat, and it's such an awesome platform that. An environment that everybody fits in perfect, seriously.
Yeah, I say entry level because of the hours.
It's not a 3-day.
It's not a 3-day. It's not a 5-day. It's not a 10-day trip. But you're right. We do have some of the best fishermen on the boat. And, you know, we try to make sure that they help the beginners also when they're on the boat. We have some of the greatest regulars in the industry.
That are very helpful.
Very helpful,
If I can add something on top of all of this, because it really marries in perfectly to what you're talking about, is I think you were one of the first ones, and I congratulate you, I praise you, for getting rid of the jackpot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge reason why everybody fits in and works together, I feel.
Yeah,
it's not a money
yeah, you
anymore.
Were there at Seaforth when we got rid of it. I think we were the first boat to get rid of it. It was just creating unnecessary drama.
It creates friction.
Friction.
It creates unknowingly, it creates just an edge of tension.
A little tension, yeah.
Do boats still do the jackpot?
There's some boats that do it, yeah. And it's, you know, I had a lot of fun with jackpots when I was a kid.
Fun. Yeah.
It should be for kids only,
right.
You know. And
that's a good point.
Yeah. And it's the final straw that broke the camel's back for me was we had a young girl on the boat, probably my daughter's age, 7 or 8, and she had a yellowtail hooked up, and the deckhand helped her go around the anchor rope on the bow. And one of our regulars that fishes 3-4 days a week comes to the wheelhouse and goes, disqualified. She is disqualified from the jackpot.
Seriously?
The deckhand touched her rod and helped her around the anchor. And it's like, all right, man.
We're done.
We're done with this.
Yeah. And did you disqualify her?
No.
No. Did she win the jackpot?
She won. She won the jackpot.
Good. The last jackpot.
The last and final jackpot.
That's a good story.
So we did get rid. We want people to come out and enjoy the ocean.
Yeah.
Fishing's a part of it. You know, come out and enjoy the ocean, and we'll all learn together. That's our attitude.
Yeah. Hey, Don. Thanks a lot for the call. I have a great text here, and it's from Reggie in Camarillo, and he says, Captain Ryan, I know you're a fan of JRI jigs and wanted to know if you could fish one at the Coronado Islands, would it be the Stinger or the DW1? Lastly, have you been to the chiropractor lately?
Well,
I don't know. He must know you or something.
Yeah. I really like the JRI jigs. I really like that Stinger jig, the size of it. Yeah, the Stinger. That would be the one.
Yeah.
The size
of it. Is
that
a smaller jig?
It's like a little bit smaller than a candy bar.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Tatty 45 size, maybe even a touch smaller than that.
Uh-huh.
It just... suits the size yellowtail that we've had the last 5 years perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, the average size of yellowtail around the Coronado Islands in the last 5 years has been like 10 pounds. You know, so, you know, 10, 12 pounds. Not huge, not small either, kind of medium size fish, and that jig fits that size fish perfectly. So
you have some of the best jig slingers on the planet that come fishing with you, right?
Yeah, people tell me when they look at the boat through the binoculars, it's just a scene. Jigs flying everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a perfect platform for it. It really is. It's so low to the water and the big bow and just the whole... iconic lines. Truly.
Yeah, classic sport boat lines. Yeah, being low to the water really helps keeping your jig in the water.
So much history on that boat, before you even.
Oh,
I mean, that's,
So most of it.
When you go to Seaforth and you see in the office there the Big Eye, like a 100-pounder roughly, was caught on the San Diego like back in the day, Bob Williams.
Bob and those guys had amazing fishing on that boat. You should get Bob in here one day for some stories.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I used to fish with
That'd
Bob.
That would be fun.
He has some stories.
Yeah.
And the yellowtail, too. The yellowtail on the wall at Seaforth, like a 75-pounder or
a
whatever it is.
A huge one, yeah.
From the green tank, Point Loma.
The green tank.
And think about that. Okay, when Bob Williams was running the boat, and he was known as the King of La Jolla, right?
Oh, yeah.
That boat fished La Jolla almost every day on a three-quarter day trip, right?
Yeah. It originally did half-day trips.
Okay.
It was a half-day boat, and then it switched to 7 to 4 local three-quarter day trips.
Yeah.
But Bob has stories of 100 bluefin in an afternoon at the green tank.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, really?
But Point Loma.
But you're
Point
talking...
Loma.
Yeah. Like 12 to 20 pounders.
Right,
yes.
Right. Smaller ones, yeah. But still, I mean, he tells a story about catching an amberjack in the La Jolla Cove.
Really?
Yeah,
thank
like
you.
1983. El Nino year.
Yeah.
They caught a big amberjack in La Jolla Cove.
How crazy is that?
He's got some great stories.
Yeah.
But the boat gets bit very well.
Yes, it does.
It fishes well.
Yeah. It's, you know, those wood boats, I think there's something to them.
Yeah.
And describe the boat for our listeners that don't know.
It's a 75-foot Dittmar Donaldson. Dittmar was up in Costa Mesa. That's, you know, the Prowler was the same.
The Searcher,
yeah. Islander.
Islander,
Liberty. You know, there's a lot of them in our fleet. Those guys made some great boats.
Oh, yeah.
They overbuilt them. They're
double-plank mahogany?
San Diego single-plank.
Single-plank.
There is a lot of double-plank. Tribute is a double-plank, I believe.
Yeah.
Searcher. And most of the bigger ones are double-plank.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Those are all, like, top-shelf iconic boats, man.
Crazy.
But mahogany, think about that. I mean, have you been down to the lumberyard trying to buy a piece of mahogany lately?
Yeah, it's incredible. And a lot of that wood, you know, the original wood, if we replace something on the boat with new wood, the older wood lasts longer. It's better.
It's better wood.
It's better wood, yeah.
Older growth and stuff like that. Yeah,
amazing.
But that boat could go another 100 years probably.
It just all depends.
Well taken care of.
Yeah,
right?
It's just how much money you want to pump into them.
Right.
You know, they'll stick around if you take care of
them. Year, now, I know the Searcher's, 51 years old. How old is the San Diego?
It was built in 1965.
65.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So it's like in 60-something years old.
Yeah.
Almost 60 years old.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow. Amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Tom? Tom calling from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
So I have a little skiff, and sometimes I run out just for a few hours to try and find yellowtail. And my dilemma is, do I get bait and try and fish bait, or should I run out and just try and use a yo-yo iron and a surface iron? And
I was just
wondering if Ryan could say, sort of generally speaking, what would your game plan be if you just had a few hours to go locally out on a skiff?
Good question, Tom. That could go either way. You know, that would depend on you. Do you enjoy fishing lures? Are you proficient at it? If a school of yellowtail popped up in front of you, do you feel pretty confident that you could cast a lure into it and catch one? I will say that it never hurts to buy bait. I mean, it never hurts to have it. You know, but there's plenty of guys that go out without live bait and are successful catching yellowtail.
But always safer bet to have bait on the boat.
It is safer, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of days, you know, especially in the springtime when there's a lot of small feed around that they will not. It's really hard to get a bite on a lure. You have to put a live bait right in the middle of them. I'm sure Corey's seen that a bunch, you know. Springtime when they're milling around on 2-inch.
No see-ems.
Yeah. And they'll follow your lure back to the boat, but they won't bite it.
They won't eat it.
But if you get a nice, healthy sardine right in the middle of them, they'll eat it. We see that a lot.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head down south. Cast man Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is down at Lake El Salto, and we're all ears, Cast man. What's going on down there, Cast man?
Hey, well, we just left the lodge, and we're on the way back to the Culiacan Airport. Otherwise, you guys are going to be hitting this lake just about right next month. Really high water, the highest I've seen it since we've been going on these trips to Bill Chapman Senior's Lodge. And first day was really tough. I mean, I think we had 23 fish. First day, my biggest was about 6 pounds. But we did have one fish taken by Ramanus Johnson, friend of Patrick G's, weighing a nice 10.4-pound jumbo. I mean, what a belly on that thing. But it consistently got better every day. Second day, our boat, we had 46 fish. 26 fish. And then yesterday, it got better again. We had 45 fish. Turned out my biggest for the trip was 7.4. But we had quite a few fish that were between 6 and 8 pounds. So not a lot of fish like we've had in previous years, but we had a little bit more quality.
Sounds pretty good to me, Cassman.
We got spoiled last year, you know. We were having 200 fish days. But like I said, the water is high, but I think they're going to be hitting it perfect. Of course, the hot lures were the Senkos and the 5- and 6-inch pumpkin. The lizard in the same colors were working probably best. Also, rattle traps were working. But what a phenomenal trip. I mean, you know, the staff here at the lodge, Carlos, what a gentleman, and really made sure everybody had a good time. And, of course, the food was good as usual. And, well, I'd like to be coming back with you. I'm telling you, it's going to be you're going to have a great trip, Pete.
Fantastic. Well, we're very excited to go. And I know Captain Ryan Boston's headed down here Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes. Spend a week down there, R&R, with taking Captain Matt. And we're going to get away.
That's great. Well, yeah. It sounds like fun. Well, Castman, I know you're headed back home, so you probably don't know what's been going on down in Mexico. So that's a pretty good report from Lake El Salto. Now, are you doing a trip in 2023, Let's Talk Hook Up Cast Tours trip?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get the date set for that. And of course, I'll be writing a story with some great pictures, send that off to you so you can post it on your Facebook page and your website. And I'll have that to you by the end of this week. And we'll have the dates also for next year. But, Pete, you're going to have a fabulous trip. I can't wait to hear your report.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, Cast man, if somebody wants to book a trip, go down to various places the Cast Tours takes us, how do we find you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Talk to you next Saturday. Safe travel on the way home, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Pete, yep. One more thing. Yep. One more thing. Yeah, that's on this our Columbia trip, February 9 to 20. I do have one spot open. The guy's willing, can't make the trip, but he's willing to sell it for half price. So
whole trip
will come out costing about $2,200, including airfare. One spot only, February 9 to 20. If you can make it, it's going to be a fabulous Peacock Pass trip.
Yeah, it sounds like a deal.
Yeah,
somebody
sounds like
jump
a
on
crazy
it.
Good deal. Somebody's listening and wants to get his foot in the door for that one. What does he do, Castman?
Just give me a call at 800-593-6510, and we'll talk about it.
All right. Yeah. Sounds great. Safe travels, Castman, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Take care.
All right.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Ryan Bostian on the San Diego when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th to the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in two buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. The 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having such a great time with Ryan in studio. Phone lines are lit up, but once a caller drops off, 213-432-1090, that's the chance to give us a shout or text us via the app. And two trips. We're giving one away to the callers and one away to the texters.
And we'll get every text that we try and get on the thing is going to be eligible, and the callers, everybody that gets on the air is going to be eligible, so we'll make sure we get that. Now, there is a squid light that you just got, and I have one, and they are truly amazing.
Yes. This time of year, you know, guys are looking around for squid, cold water, and so we're always on the lookout. I love fishing with live squid.
Yeah.
And underwater lights have become a thing in the last, 10 years. And if you're going to use an underwater light, you want to make sure it's built properly.
Yes.
So you don't
legit.
You don't want to, drop something in the water that's not built right. And there's a company called Squid Max making these lights out of Orange County. They're amazing. They're the highest quality light I've ever seen in
for
my life. I've seen a lot of, garage-made, fly-by-night underwater lights. Not this thing. This thing is high quality.
I've had one for years, and they are unbelievable. They light you up almost like a squid boat. It's that good.
Crazy. You're no longer at a severe disadvantage when you're out there if you have one of these lights.
Yeah.
You have all the attraction properties of a commercial squid boat.
Yes. So, it's called Squid Max.
Squid Max.
They're not cheap, but they are worth every penny. I can tell you that.
Like anything else,
you get
what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. So I would imagine he has a website, right, Josh?
Yeah.
Squidmax.com.
Squidmax.com. squidmax.com, I believe. You can find them on the Google.
Just Google Squidmax, and you'll find them. And,
yes, sir.
If you're into squid fishing, this is what you want.
I know one thing. Mm-hmm. If Boog, Ryan, is endorsing it, it's legit.
It's legit. There's no question about it. Yes. Yeah.
I can't afford to use cheap stuff.
Yeah.
So we always try to buy the highest quality of anything we buy. And I was very impressed when this light showed up.
And you sometimes will go out after hours and go looking for squid for your passengers, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a part of the job that the crew doesn't really like.
No.
But, yeah, we do. We haven't had to do that in the last few years, mainly because our bait company is so
Abraham Brothers?
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're the best fishermen on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
Without them, none of what we do would be possible.
No question.
They never miss. They never miss. And I should knock on wood.
Hey, yeah.
Corey knows.
I'll argue
Corey
with that
used
one.
To work for Abraham.
I'll argue with that one.
Yeah.
They do miss. But it's just you don't get to come in
there you
until
go.
You make it.
Right? Yeah.
So you don't see the misses because the seventh set of the day carrying into a 24-hour day.
Has he told you his bait boat stories?
Oh,
on
yeah. We talked about it on here.
Okay,
it.
Yeah. He's spent a lot of hours on those
he
boats.
He knows how to find bait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all, and that kind of helps with your fishing, too, right?
It does. It actually, the 12 years with the bait company, I learned more in the 12 years than probably some people in a lifetime, right?
Because I bet.
Not only the experience, but all the time and the hours. I mean, there were many, many days where we were out for several days, you know, like
jeez.
Just trying to catch.
So
yeah.
When you were fishing bait, did you ever fish squid?
It was our worst nightmare. But, yes, only because it doesn't live long. So once you catch it and put it in the receiver, it's dated. I mean, it's already expired.
Yeah.
It's spawned and it's done.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then getting rid of the stuff that's left is
right now, I'll guarantee you, the guys running the bait boat want to come in here and knock you over the head for even mentioning it.
Yeah.
It is. It's the worst nightmare. So when you find it like up at Long Beach and Nacho has it and that kind of thing, you don't realize that once they put it in the receiver, it's
a day or two?
Like maybe several days.
Yeah.
It's like put it in there, and it's sold.
I don't know if people realize that, like, the crews and captains of these bait boats, how they are always on call.
Yeah.
Their phone could ring at 1 in the morning, midnight, you know, middle of the day. Got to go. Go to the boat.
Well,
got to go.
I think some of the most difficult things about it was, like, you're working 10 p.m., and you don't know when you're coming back, but so you're leaving the dock at 10 p.m., and then all of a sudden you make it at noon, right? You made it kind of late. You get in at 8 p.m., and you find out, well, that's so darn good, we're going to, you know, go out tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., you know?
Yeah.
So it's like the hours are so different. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
crazy.
Hey, hats off to them. When you see them, take care of them.
They're the backbone of the industry.
Yeah. And you go to a bait receiver, you make sure you tip those guys well and thank them for the service that they offer.
Or more importantly, don't take for granted what we have here in the world's, like, it's not offered anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, really. And don't waste it, you know.
Yeah.
If you're driving a sport boat, don't waste it. You know, hold
that's
on to
true.
Your bait. You treat it for the
it's valuable.
It's very valuable. And the guys work so hard to catch it.
Yes.
We've taken it for granted for a lot of years, but we shouldn't.
No, absolutely not.
Good
stuff. Sure. Yeah. Hey, let's find out what's biting.
All right. Hey, and the Catch Report is sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts, the temperature, chlorophyll, more. Terrafin is a professional choice for dependency and accuracy. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. I bet that's a big part of your game, as you were mentioning.
Oh, man, I check Terrafin 2, 3,
hourly.
4 times a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're fishing, it's hourly. This time of year, it's 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it changes.
It's amazing.
Terrafin's the best. You got to have it.
Such a tool.
Yeah.
It's
great
such a tool.
Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. You are very lucky to have Everingham Brothers Bait Company right there in Dana Point, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, just like Ryan is saying, you know, bait anxiety doesn't exist when you have Everingham Brothers servicing your landing. So, yeah, no doubt about it. Definitely the best. So, Hey, you know, our week up here, we fished as we have been the last few weeks. Our half day trips right now, guys are just they're targeting sand bass and sculpin on the sinker setups. Our water temps up here, I'm sure, similar to what it is down that way, high 50s, 57, 58. And it's really just been a very standard bass action with a strong majority of our bites for our fishermen coming off the bottom. Some nice sand bass on the old tried and true whole squid and a lead head, like an ounce and a half or a 2 ounce lead head and a squid pinned on there. That combination has paid off pretty well this week as well. But the key was just keeping the presentations down in the water column near the bottom. That's pretty much where everything is kind of settled out down that way. Sculpin fishing is still good for our three-quarter day guys. Really, that has been pretty simple. Just standard setups, dropper loop, rubber lures in a red color have been almost a guaranteed bite. A good setup for this, you know, we're telling guys just a medium action, like an 8-foot rod and a 300 size reel with 50 pound braid and a 25 to 30 pound monofilament leader. We're telling our guys make like a 10 foot leader. That way you can get a couple loops in it. And then if you end up breaking your sinker off or busting at one of your knots there on one of your dropper loops, you have plenty of room to tie a new loop above it or whatever and keep you in the game there. So that's kind of been the go-to setup for the guys on the three-quarter day right now. And then our halibut guys are out today on the Clementi, hoping for another shot at possibly a few fish for that leaderboard, slowly chipping away at that. So hope to see some more names on that. And then yesterday, you know, just wanted to touch on that, our final send-off for Mr. Hansen yesterday. It was a phenomenal attendance. We had congressmen, mayors, people from the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, Fish and Wildlife, family, friends. It was something to be seen, and there was well over 1,000 people in attendance, and it was a really special tribute to Mr. Hansen. So it was fun to be part of that and to see,
well,
you know, the
pursuit
of work fishing industry. Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been amazing. Did you have a whole flotilla going out for the burial at sea?
We had our whole fleet out there and people on every single boat. So it was a special deal. We'll put some pictures up on our Instagram today, and people that weren't able to make it can see some of the pictures of that. So
fantastic.
Very special day for us yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. And you're back in business today and fishing, right?
Open and running.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and catch one for Dawn, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. Our phone number up here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
Good stuff, Wally. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Right,
we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. All right. Hey, text the show. Call the show. I have a great text here, Corey. I know you've been looking, too. John of Rancho San Diego wants to know from Captain Ryan, the biggest fish that you've ever landed on a day trip on the San Diego.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That was last year. Captain Matt and the boys came in with, I don't remember the exact weight. It was over two. For sure, 250-ish,
ooh,
yeah,
crazy.
Or 230-ish or something, yeah.
And
huge.
Like you say, if
way too big for us, yeah.
Yeah, way too big. But you say people on the San Diego aren't coming with this kind of equipment, but if you run into fish like that, you have the gear on the boat to let the passengers try and catch a fish of a lifetime.
Yeah, in the rare occasion that we are targeting those, you know,
yeah,
we'll make it very clear on our social media that we're targeting them, and you can even rent the gear. That's what I would recommend.
Seaforth,
at Seaforth, rent the gear. You know, you don't
really good stuff.
Yeah, you don't need to buy an outfit to fish with us for big fish specifically. You can rent it. We have boat loaner outfits. You know, we don't have one for 30 people, but we have a couple of them. And
sure,
yeah,
so, good stuff.
That is for sure. Hey, talking about good stuff, we'll continue on with the fish report. We've got Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing, Corey?
Doing very good, man. Hearing you talk about halibut the past few weeks and striped bass in the surf, it's got me licking my chops, my friend.
Well, I got more for you to feast on here. And that, you know, we talked last week about some of those nicer quality halibut, and we had more catches this week. And some of these halibut, one of these legal fish was taken in 6 feet of water. So the back bays all of a sudden have kind of lit up. I don't know if it's a bait situation, maybe so, a little bit warmer water, something, but let's continue with the report here. This week, more big fish, like I said, and then we also had consistent barred perch catches up and down the coast. you know, like usual, the better fish off Ventura and Oxnard. And then from Malibu North, all along those reef beaches there, they had a real good bite on a cold water species. So we'll start up with hook, line, sinker. And they reported some more legal halibut catches this week. Goleta Beach has been a consistent stretch for those guys, and they had more fish along that that section there. They also had a 32-inch fish was taken off East Beach on a Berkeley jerk shad fish drop shot. And we've seen that over the last few weeks. The finesse baits are really, really producing as far as the plastics go. Wiley's reported a good bite on the reef beaches, Piedra, Pescador, Matador, Paradise Cove, Calico Bass, Sand Bass, Yellowfin Croaker, Shallow Water Rockfish, Black Perch, which is a little rare catch, Opali, Sheephead, all in the catch this week. And then a big seven-gill shark taken near the Paradise Cove Pier. Big Fish reported catch of the week was a 12-pound sheephead, and that was taken off the 72nd place jetty on a ghost shrimp. And we always say that here, you soak a ghost shrimp, you're going to get something good. The best halibut stretch there has been along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach. Ketchum Cackle reported several legal halibut taken off river jetties up towards Newland there. I guess at river jetties, after those storms, some nice sandbars and holes and some good stuff to hold halibut, and the bite's been good there. That's a flash minnow bite. And then Pacific Coast reported a couple of monster halibut this week. This was taken in the back bays there. The guys were a little tight-lipped, but they did say it was shallow in the back. A 49.5-inch fish, Corey, and a 47-inch fish. The 49.5 took a 5-inch zoom fluke fish on a dart head, and then the 47-inch fish was taken, I believe, in the back of San Diego Bay. It was a 5-inch swim bait. Other legal fish were taken in Mission Bay, too. And I know the guys in the skiffs are starting to get some nice quality halibut outside in deep water. So something's going on here. We got some fish moving. And, boy,
yeah,
47.5-inch halibut. That'll crazy. Stop the crank when you're winding a swim bait, Corey. That'll stop the crank.
Yeah. Speaking of halibut, you know, this week's Western Outdoor News had a lot of halibut pictures in it, right, Gundy? I mean, a lot of stuff in Western Outdoor News, some good stuff from you in there. And, of course, a nice tribute to Don Hansen, too, in Western Outdoor News.
Yeah, a real nice issue. I did a piece on, you know, 10 tips of taking a winter striped bass. And it's a lot of the stuff we talk about here, but I got it all put together there.
Yeah, no, check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Good stuff, Gundy. You're doing a great job in there.
Thank you, guys. I enjoy doing it, Pete. You know that.
All right. And we appreciate what you do here. Thanks a lot for the report.
Truly my. All right. Have a good week, gentlemen.
You truly too. My favorite report of the week, honestly.
All right. Thanks, Corey.
Surf fishing. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. And that wraps up that catch report. The new 2022 CCA calendar. It's got to be on your wall by now. And if it isn't, you get it at Landing Tackle Shops or at surffishtackle.com. It's got everything you need.
I live by that calendar.
You got to have it. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, and Let's Talk Hookup back.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
One of the
but dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.